I really need to come up with, like, a signature, like, start line here. Because the whole jumping in thing is going to be a little weird. I was toying with What's Up, Daddy-O, or something along those lines, but I'm not 100% sure. Anyways, all right.
You didn't start recording.
Yeah, I did. Oh, shit. That's really only for us, not for anybody else. So, we're here for episode 2. I'm not going to put that up just because I hate looking at my fat face there. Really. Episode 2 of Bottomless Mimosas. We were missed last week because I was in
Santa Barbara.
Yeah, Santa Barbara. That place is awesome, by the way. I love that place. So much fun. A couple of things about that, about Santa Barbara is, they have a really cool kind of vibe up there. And it's broken down into like two types of people. Is there's the hippies, and then there's like the douche tards, which like we have the douche tards here.
We have plenty of the douche tards.
Right. So, but everybody falls into those two categories. It's not like that broad of a diverse school. It's mainly those two categories. Anyhow, so the douche tards are actually not as bad as I originally perceived them to be. Because you remember like I would go and I'd visit there and I'd bitch about how dickish the guys were.
Right.
Right. And they're not so bad. They have good parties, but they have this thing there called the Loop, which I don't know. You've been to Isla Vista, right?
I've heard of the Loop, yes.
Right, you've been to Isla Vista, you know, the general, it's like 30 city blocks of...
That's a lot of blocks.
I mean, it might not be 30, it might be like 15 blocks of homes right there next to the campus, and they have a bunch of different bars and eateries and stuff.
Lawn parties, I recall, the one
yeah,
time I was
yes,
there.
Yes, lots of Snappa, yeah. Which is probably the worst drinking game ever.
I've never really played it. I've heard so many great things about it, but I just haven't really done it. Is it just horrible or?
Well, what you have the thing about Snappa is everybody sits at one end of the table and there's like four. It's like a lazy version of Four Banger. You know how like you have to hit the cup with the ball and then it's so long before you have to touch a table, and then they're chugging all the while while you're trying to get the ball to touch the table. Well, it's like a lazy version of Four Banger, because there's four cups, and you're each in a corner, and you're trying to get the dice. You're throwing dice, because each... It's kind of like King's Cup mixed with Four Banger, mixed with like beer pong, because there's cups and shit. You're trying to get the dice to land in the beer. It's a stupid game. I really fucking hate drinking games, mainly, because... I don't need a drinking game to go get drunk. I can just sit there and I can drink my beer. Like, I don't need a fucking drinking game. I don't need you to throw your nasty ping pong ball into my red cup.
They're fun to, as a social activity. I particularly, when I play drinking games, I end up just drinking the entire time anyways, so.
Because you're bad at the games?
So. I'm bad at the game. So, you know, like beer pong, we fill the cups with water, and I don't drink when they make the cup. I just drink when I want to.
Well, that was the other annoying thing, is when we used to play King's Cup in freshman year, how does this always happen? Like, I always start into something and it diverts into, like, this is how much I drink.
We mentioned that this is a show of off-topic topics.
We used to play King's Cup in freshman year. I would get really... Because there's always the super rule sticklers in King's Cup, you know? I hate the super rule sticklers because like they would do the green man rule where, and if you don't know what the green man rule is where you have to, there's supposedly this little invisible green dude.
Kind of like the army guy from Toy Story.
Right, right, yeah. And you have to remove him from the top of your drink each time you go to drink, and people are like super sticklers about this, and you didn't take the green man off, and da 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 da. And I hated that because I just wanted to sit there and I just wanted to sip casually while we were talking to everybody.
I, Speaking of worst drinking rules ever, I hate the rule in King's Cup when people, you know, you can make a rule after, with a certain card.
Is it Jack or is it 10? 10 is make a rule. 10. Just, let's go through all of them. Yeah. Ace is waterfall, right?
Yes.
Which is the one where you go and then it goes around and you don't stop until the person in front of you stops sipping, right?
Right.
Okay. 2 is you, meaning you pick somebody else.
Right.
Like, I pick you. 3 is me. 4 is horse, which means girls. 5 is drive.
Right.
Which is the one where you do the vroom, vroom, vroom. Right. 5 is drive. Everybody. This international sign, apparently, is vroom, vroom, vroom. 6 is dicks. 7 is heaven. You gotta touch the sky first. 8 is mate. 9 is rhyme. The 10 is rule, right? 10. And then Jack is categories, Queen is questions, and King is pour some crap into the big cup in the middle, right. In the middle of the table, right?
Yeah, something like that. Not really important.
Okay. So anyway, so what's your least favorite rule?
I hate the rule of making your own rule. And I don't really hate that rule. I hate when people make the rule.
Because they do what?
That I can't cuss for the rest of the game, otherwise I have to take another drink.
Yeah, you're a big swearer.
I'm
right?
A huge swearer.
So that one's,
fuck
that
off.
One, that one's always hard for you, the no swearing. That one was never a problem. I like the Viking Master one. Where somebody does the horns and everybody has to start rowing. That one's always my favorite. Anyhow,
that one gets a little crazy.
Anyhow, so they have the loop, getting back to my original
5 minutes later.
Getting back to my original thing, they have the loop up in Santa Barbara where it's like 13 different places, and you have to go and you have to get a pint at each one. Mm-hmm. So you end up drinking 13 beers, and if you go really fast, it can be very dangerous. But if you take your time, it can actually just be really fun. But the problem is you start to get hungry in the middle, and so you keep buying food at each of the places, like, as you're going along. So you're eating, like, you know, 4 slices of pizza and, like, a burrito because you get the...
That sounds perfect.
Right. No, it's really fun, but you get the drunkies, you end up spending, like, $100 to go to all these places. So, anyhow, super fun. We just started, before I dive into that, we're going to have... Netflix pick of the week, right?
Netflix pick, yes.
The Netflix. You're already shortening it?
I'm shortening it. Already? It's going to become a cult classic.
What is?
Just the bit.
The Netflix pick of the week?
Yes. Everyone's going to tune in for the Netflix pick of the week.
Okay, so then Robert's going to give us the Netflix pick of the week. We're going to cover a little bit of NFL sports.
Some sports. We're doing some back-to-school talk.
Back-to-school talk, and we got to review...
A nice little restaurant that we might go out to after this. Because...
It's an SDSU favorite. Anyways, so we did start first week of school this week, and several thoughts. I get coffee every morning because I get raging headaches if I don't. And so, do you have to type so heavily? Like, your typing is like... Can you just lightly tap the keys?
No.
So I go and I get coffee every morning. Well, it's so effing crowded right now because everybody just came back from summer break. And so there's like 500 people in line to get coffee. Literally. You know Peabody's right there on Campanile Walkway, the main walkway down campus?
Kiosk.
Yeah, no, they had it must have been a quarter mile long line the other day, I swear to God, of people. Yeah, no, mainly freshmen and so I was thinking.
You can tell they're freshmen because they're wearing lanyards around
them. Right, they all have lanyards around their neck. So I was standing online there, and I was like, I was pissed because I'm one of these people who I always know what I want. Every time the waiter comes, I'm never like, I don't know. I'm always prepared.
Should I get the hot chocolate?
Yeah, and I never ask the whole thing like, ooh, what are your specials? I don't give a shit what your specials are. I eat the same thing at every restaurant that I go to every single time, so I don't need to know what your specials are. I don't need to know any of that nonsense. So I'm in line at the place to get a cup of coffee. I'm like, we just get two lines going here. We have lines for the drooling morons who get up there and, you know, and they do that really narcissistic slash like, ooh, what's that? That's a new one thing where they're like, let me get a triple soy latte decaf with like raspberry and, you know, with
we don't have flavor. Raspberry. Oh no.
The really obnoxious thing is I worked at Starbucks and we actually had a guy who would come in and he would get decaf coffee and he would add a decaf shot of espresso. And I was like, you're a prick. You are a prick. You get decaf coffee and a decaf shot of espresso. What's your point here?
There is no point.
So it got really irritated.
Starbucks makes
more
money.
They need two lines. You know, just like have a little humanity. And occasionally you'll get the one guy, and that was always me when I worked there. You'll get the one worker who will come over and he'll start going down the line. He's like, anybody just want regular coffee?
Yeah.
You know, that was always me because I get up the front anytime I get. I'm like, can I get regular coffee? Like what? Regular? We don't have. We don't have regular. Don't you want something like where you have to froth milk and add a fucking espresso and it takes like 45 minutes each drink because they have to draw a little picture in the top of the foam. Like, you know, on St. Patrick's Day, everybody gets a shamrock in the foam.
That's kind of fun, though.
No, screw you. You would be in the slow line and my line would be fast.
I have no problems ever.
My line would be quick because it would just be people like me who are just like, coffee, coffee, coffee. They know what they want and they're ready to go. It's the same with, you know, have you ever bought a t-shirt or purchased a t-shirt at a concert?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it's always that move.
It's always that move where they
hold it up and they want to see, they're like, oh, does this fit me? Yeah. Is this the right size?
Is it going to shrink?
Yeah. So it's always that move and,
there's a point of no return on the concert's t-shirts. That's the reason people do that.
So quit justifying people doing the dance of the tard up at the front of the line while the rest of us are trying to move on with our lives. This is the annoying thing. It's like, when did we all become immortal and just have like an infinite amount of time to do shit? That's the attitude now, is you get to the front of the line, and you don't give a crap about anyone behind you, because it's the, everybody has plenty of time now.
It's
everyone's
a free country,
immortal.
I can take as long as I want to order a latte.
Move it the hell along, because the concert t-shirt thing is the worst, because...
Because then you're missing the concert.
No, well, especially if you go after...
Oh, yeah.
Because you get the people who are like, oh, first of all, they don't know what shirt they want. Because if I'm going to get a concert t-shirt, I have it picked out the second I walk in the door. I look up, I'm like, I like that one, I'm going to get that one later, and I know what size I am.
And if you wait too long, they sell out,
right,
too.
Well, then people do the thing where they lie to themselves, and they're like, I think I could get a medium, like, I could shimmy into a medium. And then you're like, really, dude? You're 500 pounds, like, and that is not pre-shrunk. It says clearly that shirt is not pre-shrunk. There's no way you're going to shimmy into a medium. Just go with the extra large, double XL, and live your fucking life and move and get out of line.
I have to admit I've done that before. I'm not a double XL, but...
And same with Subway. Like, if you're the person at the front of the line at Subway, is like, okay, let's see. Debbie wants a 6-inch sandwich with mayo on one side of the bread and provolone cheese 3 seconds toasted, and Frank wants a tuna on jalapeno cheese bread with a quarter teaspoon of onions on the left inch of the sandwich. If you're that person at the front of Subway, kill yourself.
I've never seen that at Subway.
You don't see people pull out the giant scrolls?
No, I've never
they,
seen
like,
that.
They scroll open the list of people from work who are getting a Subway
sandwich.
Right,
and it's work, so like, you know, in the office space, everyone thinks each other is fat, so like, When they go out and do lunches, they're like, "I'll have a salad."
Yeah, who are you kidding with your salad? Can I get the dressing on the side? And can I get the tomatoes on the side? And can I get the onions on the side? And you know, just bring everything side, and I'll just put it together in my fucking cell.
This is why actually I love my boss, because like a lot of my coworkers, they're like the health conscious. They're like, "Oh, I'm having a salad, or I'm having some fruit, or whatever." My boss is like, I really just prefer a burger.
See, that just makes it so easy. Like, if everybody gets cheeseburgers, then, you know, or like, if somebody just goes and brings back one common item for everybody, like pizza.
Right.
Then it's fine. you don't give people options, because if you give people options and they sit there and they do the dance of the tard,
but it's,
and they're like,
it's
I'm an idiot.
It's a free country.
No more options. They need to reduce the number of options.
Anyhow, so we're going back to the back to school.
So right, so everything's crowded.
It's awful.
Everything's
super I almost
crowded.
Ran some people over because I'm just not used to people being around.
In your car?
In my car.
Where? Up here on the corner?
Up on that corner. You were in the car.
On the corner of 54th and...
Montezuma.
And Montezuma.
There was just
here?
A horde of people right. going to the gym, and I just almost ran them over, because there's usually no one there.
And that's the other annoying thing, is... Because for those of us, the real, you know, students, we stick around all summer long, and we stick...
The true aspects.
Yeah, no, the true people, we stick around all summer long, and we enjoy all the summer fun and whatever, da-da-da. We get used to everything being pretty wide open, right?
Right.
You get used to everything being
not
pretty
a lot of people
wide
around.
Open, and yeah, and you can kind of just go and do what you please, and it's not a huge deal. But then freaking school comes back, and you're like, oh, I would love to go to the gym, and I'd like to get on the treadmill right now, and all you get is the buzzer.
Oh, the treadmill.
Yeah, they're like, you have the huge line at the treadmill.
Don't get me started wrapped
around
on
the corner.
The treadmill.
And it's all for like the first 3 weeks of school, because all these kids come in here and they're like, I'm going to work out every single day, and I'm going to hit the gym every day, twice a day. I'm going to go with everyone on my floor who's going to be my best friend for the rest of my life.
And we're all going to share weight, so there's going to be five people rotating on one machine, therefore they took an hour on that machine.
I'm okay with the rotating.
But you got to have an upper limit on that, because the more people, the longer it takes, and then you just got people going, hey, are you done with that yet?
Are you done with that?
Yeah.
Bro, are you done with that one yet? So that's crowded. Everything's effing crowded. The douchetards that come into class and they want to crash. I hate them.
Oh, they take all the seats.
Well,
and I don't get there in time, so.
Yeah, and they're like, I got a job, and I got, you know, and I'm busy with shit, and I like get to class right when it starts, but these people show up like 45 minutes in advance because they don't have anything else going on in their lives. Hence, they're not making any progress in school. Hence, they have to crash all their classes. Hence, because they register last.
That's a lot of henses.
Yeah, no, it's a cascade effect. These people show up early to class. They take up all the seats. I had a professor, actually, the other day who said he would go down the list of crashers, and he would just be like, Marvin. Nobody's named Marvin, but, you know, Craig, I'm sorry, you need to go because there's no more seats left in this class.
They,
and he would just go down the list. Because there was like, you know, it's until all the seats
were
open.
Quite a few of my teachers lately have been doing that. If you're a crasher, just get out. I'll talk to you later.
Oh, yeah, I'll talk basically. To you later. Like, get the hell out. And he's all, I provide quality education at a price you can afford. And included in that price is a chair. So everyone who's enrolled in the course will be getting a seat.
Yeah. We're the paying customers.
So everything's crowded. And then, as I'm walking around school, I was starting to make up categories for everybody, because that's what you do.
How many do we have?
We have, I would say, four.
Four?
And you're going to have to help me kind of like put everybody into categories. I would say we have the ultra nerdy smart category here, right?
We do, yeah. Now we do.
Yeah. Now,
not in the past, no, but we do have.
We always did. They just don't get any of the press.
And they still don't.
True. They don't get any of the press.
This isn't the prevalent category of our school here.
No, but certainly they exist.
They exist. They do.
Like leprechauns. They're there.
You gotta find the end,
right,
of the,
you
end
have
of the
to,
rainbow.
Yeah. You have to find the end of the rainbow, but they're there. And then at the opposite end of that spectrum, we have the douchetards, which mainly are Greek.
Valid.
Mainly are Greek, always wearing some sort of logo, some sort of Greek logo, like Sigma Nu.
They cut their shirts down
super low,
to their hips.
Yeah, down to their hips so you can see their V.
So you could see their ribs.
So you can see their V. But so we have them, and they're always wearing their Greek logo. But it's a play on some logo from a movie. Like, I've seen one. I've seen
Or Keep Calm and Greek On.
Right, Keep Calm and Greek On, and that which is a Chive thing. And but like none of them know what any of this stuff is, which is ultra irritating to me because the Sigma Nu guys who have the Fast Times at Ridgemont High logo, but it says Sigma Nu on it.
I haven't seen that one.
Yeah, like that one is really obnoxious to me because I bet you 82% of them haven't seen Fast Times. And if you ask them,
and he loves Fast Times.
And if you ask them who played Spicoli, they would be like, they would have no idea who Sean Penn is.
I don't know, bro.
They would have no idea who Sean Penn is.
Oh, Sean Penn, the guy that played the gay dude.
Yeah, he played a queer in Milk, right? I think no. Come on, he was Spicoli. He'll forever be known as Spicoli. You know, he actually hates that role.
From Fast Times?
Yeah, he actually won't do interviews on the Spicoli character.
He's a great actor.
He's a good actor, but he's a little arrogant and a little self-absorbed because like he won't do interviews on the Spicoli character because he doesn't want to always be known as Spicoli.
Yeah, I mean, and I'm like, it's like Christian Bale. He doesn't want to do Batman anymore because he doesn't want to be known as just Batman.
Right.
I understand.
No,
it's a career move.
I guess. I will let you justify.
But anyhow, we got the nerds.
Nerds
we got
and the douchebags. And then in the middle, like. Okay, where do you think goes in the middle?
Douche nerd?
No. I'm not talking about adding the two together and then dividing by two. I'm not looking for an average. I'm just like, there's probably like two middle categories I don't really know how to explain it. I would say like the super average kid. Like, you and me probably fall in, like, everyone that we
just
know.
Just kind of walking around.
Yeah, like, we just kind of kick it. We go to school. We go to work. We do our thing. It's not a big deal. And we just get our shit done.
Right.
And we just take care of all of our crap. That would be the middle category of all the, like, the four subgroups of SDSU students.
So they're the epicenter.
Yeah, like the epicenter students who just take care of their shit. And I would call them the take care of their shitters.
I'm
like,
curious. Now that you've done these, I'm curious of the fourth one. Because this could only come out of left field, I can see.
The fourth one? The fourth one is all the creepy people.
Okay.
It's all the creepy people that you see that are like, that always look down. And they're always wearing, like, a Unabomber jacket. You know, they have a Unabomber hoodie on, and they're not really... They don't make eye contact with anybody, and they kind of have a snaky feel about the whole thing.
Right.
That would be the fourth category. So you have the douchetards, the creeps, the get their shit... Take care of their shitters.
I like that.
Which is, like, the average. Like, the take care of their shitters, and then... what did I forget? The ultra nerd.
The ultra nerd.
Is how you would categorize.
I mean, you know,
everybody
that,
here,
that makes,
and everybody falls into one.
And overall, that makes SDSU average to any other school because I'm sure every other school has those categories. Sushi Deli, yes.
So that would be the four categories. So start at school again, which fucking is. I've been at it for like 4 years, and I'm burnt out on this shit.
I mean, we're
is
done.
That ours? Where did that come from?
It's from CVS.
No, like, really, like, is that... Did you get it?
No, I got it.
You bought him Raimi?
Yeah, well, because we stopped on the way back. We're a little mermaid talk right now.
Nice.
we'll edit that.
I bet. How long do you think it's going to take her to finish that? Like, she already finished that fifth? Oh, my God.
Speaking of freshmen... Speaking of freshmen,
who would really? Speaking of freshmen,
we have some siblings in the house now that that are freshmen and are in need of alcohol, and that's what we're talking about right now.
Excellent comment, Robert. quality commentary.
I'm just gonna let Kevin take over now.
We have some siblings in the house. All right, let's do a little Netflix pick here. Let me get your All right, go ahead.
All right, so this week's Netflix pick of the week, it's not a movie, but it is a DVD that turned into a digital format, and it is called Russell Peters Outsourced. So it is a stand-up comedy that this Indian dude... No, he's actually Canadian, but he's ethnically Indian. He's like me. I'm ethnically Chinese, but I'm not Chinese at all. So he's Indian, but he's Canadian-born, and he's a hilarious stand-up comedian, does a lot of ethnic comedy, makes fun of all ethnicities, and Kevin's going to play a little clip over here and to introduce him, and we'll see what you think.
Russell Peters and the
Any Arabs in the house tonight? Arabs in the house? All right, thank you. Good night. All right. What kind of Arab are you? Oh, good. Yeah, you're United. Good. That's all I heard. I don't know if you answered me in Arabic or if you said the country just now. One at a time there, fellas. What are you? What? Libya, Lebanon, any other elephants? Oh, good, yeah. Well, just for the record, you're a stone throw away from it. Listen, I am. Just for the record, my Arab friends, I don't do any Arab jokes in my act. It's not that I don't think you're funny. I just, you know, I don't know. I don't want to die. See, because I'll do a joke about an Arab, and they'll look like they're laughing. But it's not the same laugh you're doing. Like, I'll do a joke about an Arab, and you guys will be, ah, ha, 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 ha. And you look at the Arab guy, you're like, ha, 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 ha. Oh, no, I get this funny joke. Ha, 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 ha. No, it's a hummus of hummus. It's funny. I get it. Don't worry. I will talk to him after. Doesn't it feel like every time you turn on the news nowadays, some new country is fucking with an Arab country? Every time you turn on the news... I kind of blame the media for what's going on wrong in the world right now, because they kind of just perpetuate stereotypes about people. They don't tell you that's what they're doing. They don't go, hey, this is what you need to think. But they know how people's brains work. What they do, they enforce all this shit, you know? What they do is they'll show you an image of somebody of a different racial background, and then they'll show you an alternate image, like right away, of something completely different. They don't say the two images are together. They kind of present it like, what do you think? Like what they do is they show you like an Asian guy and then a car accident. They'll show you an Indian guy and a 7-Eleven. What do you think? They'll show you an Arab guy and an explosion. I knew it! You know.
Alright, so.
Now, what was the... What was the scale that we came up with for movies? Was it?
It's a, how much would you pay in a right, theater?
Which?
Up to $13.
Was it 13? Like $13.50 or?
Something like, I think we did
we
a flat 13.
Zero to $13.
Because I haven't paid more than 13.
Okay. So.
Which is sad that I paid $12.99, but.
So, this isn't necessarily gonna be in theaters, but if it were.
Right.
Like if you, I guess we could do, it is Netflix Pick of the Week, so you can go and watch, it's called Russell Peters.
As long as you pay the $7.99 per month to
right.
stream on Netflix.
What's it called again?
It's called Russell Peters Outsourced.
And it's one of his
stand-ups.
One of his stand-up specials.
Right.
That he did for like HBO or Comedy Central
yeah.
or something. Right.
And, yeah, and so he touches on a lot of things. He, steps into the shoes of a slew of characters.
No, he's really good yeah. at,
as he riffs on terrorist parents and traveling in Vietnam.
He's really good at the, I don't know, what the hell is it called? Impressions. He's
yes.
really good at, he's a great
yes.
impressionist. He can do an Indian impression yes. better than just about anybody.
He can do a Chinese impression better than I can.
Let's give me your best Chinese impression. Give me your best Chinese impression. Seriously.
I can't do it.
Do your best Chinese impression right now, or I'm going to like he'll hurt you later.
Hurt me.
You're Chinese.
I just said he could do a better one than I can. I'm not very good at it.
I know, and I want to hear your Chinese impression, so I can compare to him.
I can't do it.
Here, I'll start you off.
No.
I'll start you off. Oh, if you're not going to play the game correctly, then you'll get out of here, asshole. Asshole.
You don't get A+. You grounded.
You don't get A+. You grounded. You grounded for three.
They don't say their R's as W's, asshole.
Yes, they do.
They don't.
Bullshit. Bullshit. Chinese people do say their R's as W's.
Well, we're not getting into this right now.
Bullshit. They say their R's as W's. Your mom's not gonna listen. she doesn't love you.
Anyways.
All right. $0 to $13. Russell Peters. Have you actually seen this?
Yeah, okay. I love this one.
Well, a lot of times you pick ones that you've never actually watched.
Oh, great name.
Right. You're outsourcing to who, I don't know. But.
I would say this one, I'd probably pay, if it were in a theater, I'd pay $8 for it.
$8?
Yeah. Where cost of living and adjustments. And
why do I always feel like I come in a lot more, I'm a lot more jippy on these than you are.
Well, if you only want to spend $6 in a theater, good luck. You have to be a fucking senior citizen, so.
No, but I'm not going what I actually am going to spend. It's what you would be. Well, it's what you would be
that's
willing.
My, that's my rating.
It's what you would be willing to spend.
And quite frankly, it's my segment, so fuck off.
Fair enough. Fair enough. But I'm just saying, like, $8 high.
If I pay $8 for a movie somewhere, I'm very happy.
It's
if I go at 10 p.m. and I pay $8, yes, I'm a happy person.
In fairness, everything is relative. Okay, yeah. So $8 on the Russell Peters.
Six on the Kevin scale.
Six on the Kevin scale. any other, well, I know not necessarily, it's in the same vein, but, not a movie, but Newsroom.
Oh, fantastic. You gotta have HBO, though.
Yes, you do have to have HBO. Newsroom, though, is in, what are we, week 7? I feel like it's like a...
get one tonight.
I feel like it's like a semester. Yeah, new episode of Newsroom tonight. The recovery...
It's a show about the news. If you could tell by the title.
Right, it's Jeff Daniels and a whole bunch of other people that aren't as famous as Jeff Daniels. Actually, Samuel Watterson is because he was on Law & Order for 40 years. I'm actually not even sure if he's still on Law & Order. He might be. But
if you have HBO or access to it or your parents' cable subscription... It's a fantastic show.
Oh, so did you see the preview? Because they put up the previews.
No, I don't watch the previews.
The previews are always terribly disappointing.
I'm just surprised and flabbergasted every week I watch it.
What they come up with?
Mm-hmm.
Right. So this week, I'm curious where they're going to take the whole recovery from the, like, the misleading of the whole Genoa thing like that. Like, I wonder if... Like, if they're gonna have the whole struggle where, like, Will tries to make it more of a friendly show instead of the whole attacking and, like, doing the real news thing.
We'll see.
Instead of...
I'm not Aaron Sorkin. I don't know.
Well, what's your best prediction, though?
I honestly think that they're gonna try to bring it back a little bit more. There's gonna be some plot lines and stuff because we know the characters a little bit more now.
Right.
But,
they have the whole character.
But I actually think that they're gonna bring it back more toward the first season because I personally liked I think they're just gonna show more news. They really kind of went away from that this season so far.
Yeah, there wasn't as much because the first episode they did the whole BP thing, and then
they had one story that was focused every show,
and they had the whole Gabby Gifford thing.
Yeah.
And there was a bunch of other Bin Laden things.
Yes.
I hope they bring it around to the news story thing too, because it was cool to see, like, all these news stories that you had lived through.
Exactly.
But then they go and they kind of like, they recapture it
and
in a different way.
We're living Genoa right now.
Right. Like, honestly, that I thought it was
so perfect.
I think everybody who's seen the show and they kind of know about the whole, like, because Genoa in the show is this
thing. It's based
thing,
about chemical weapons.
Right. It's based on, there was this extraction that the U.S. military did, and they dropped sarin gas on a village in, what was it, like, Pakistan or something like that. I forget what it was in the show. And then literally, like, as the show is going on,
we have Syria.
We have the whole Syrian thing happening, which is way over my head because Fox News is like, Obama is responsible for dropping chemical weapons on little children in Syria.
And he keeps his cell phone off.
And right. And then MSNBC is like, Obama is responding better to the chemical weapons attack
than JFK.
Than any president ever would, ever. Because he's the best president ever. And then CNN's like, we don't know what the fuck's going on. Like,
yeah.
But, all right. So, Netflix Big League Newsroom. That little outro here. All right. So, Robert is going to update us, and I'm going to sit back and just listen because I don't. I'm just gonna listen. Robert's gonna update us on.
A big sports fan that he can't even talk about sports.
Right. Yeah, no, huge sports fan, I can't even talk about sports. Which, by the way, are you having your thing tonight?
The draft, yes, we have a fantasy draft. And hopefully I'll be able
and,
to make
and who
it.
And are you? You're not going to get RG3, are you?
No,
you
wouldn't, no, no,
you wouldn't
no.
Do something
you tore the
stupid.
ACL.
You wouldn't do that's... something stupid like get RG3 after it's well known that he hurt himself. Like...
That and he's going to get the sophomore slump. So he's a sophomore. I believe in the sophomore slump.
Okay, sidebar. Can't you only refer to, like, people as freshman and sophomore, like, if there's 4 years? Like, that's just assuming that, yeah, if there's 4 years involved, like, that's just assuming that he's only going to play football for 4 years.
Maybe he is, I don't know.
Right, but that would have to be known. Like, if you're going to say, okay, this is second year, he has 2 more years to go of junior and senior. I don't know, I don't like when
it's
people
more,
call him, like,
it's more,
a sophomore year or freshman.
It's more sensational.
Anyway.
Second year.
Okay, yeah. So go ahead and update us on... Don't pick RG your fucking draft tonight. Who are you going to try and get anyways? Who, like, did you set up the thing?
I haven't. I do have to do that, but I...
So you haven't even set up
I've drafted
yet.
One team, though, so I...
Your
I
auto draft, where some. Just in case you don't make a pick in time, right. It goes and gets somebody for you. Have you?
Right. Well, yeah, you can do that, and I might check that out, because I'm gonna be doing something tonight, unfortunately, and I have a draft. But I've drafted one team, and... I think, honest, I'm very big on Peyton Manning this year. I think he's going to be huge. I know that these San Diegans would not be happy about that, but, he's got like 20 receivers literally that he can throw to. It's ridiculous. So that's a big guy. Who else is there?
So
do not draft any Chargers.
Yeah, well, no, we don't have anybody this year.
Philip Rivers is going to intercept himself.
We have no weapons this year. Our special teams is trash. Yeah. Our defense
but
is...
But you guys are rebuilding, so it's okay.
We've been rebuilding since the team first came around in 1972. Like,
the good news is you can go on StubHub and get tickets for the first week for probably $25.
Which, really, I just go for the tailgate, honestly. Like, I just go to tailgate. I don't go to watch the games. I like football, casually.
Yeah.
Yeah, our defense is garbage and our offense is questionable at best. So,
well, I mean,
which by the way, Matthews has really panned out. Like, he
hurt himself yet?
He really panned out for us.
Has
like,
he hurt
he's
yet
just
this year?
Been great. No, but he will.
Week two.
Yeah, he will. Like, week two, and although we have new coaches, which doesn't really have any effect on anything
on
because,
his hamstring.
Because at a certain point you can say we have good coaching, we have bad coaching all you want.
Yeah.
But at a certain point you're just playing the game. Alright, there you go. That's my bit on the Chargers.
So, you know, they're rebuilding, but it's alright. They'll be good in 5 years. and hopefully they'll still be at the queue. But yeah, I mean, all around, it's looking pretty standard. The one place that you can always count on there being kind of a very exciting battle, and even if you're not a fan of it, it's if you're a football fan, the NFC East is always a clusterfuck of a division because it includes. Let me tell you, and Kevin, you'll exactly
know
why.
Who's in the NFC
no,
East,
you, no,
but
no.
Yes, you can recap us.
You can literally, Eli Manning, Tony Romo. And RG3. Those three are in the division. So, therefore, there's nothing definitive about anything. So everyone's going to be 9-7. I'm getting looks over here.
Everyone's going to be 9-7.
Everyone's going to be 9-7.
Okay.
So no one's going to know who's going to be in the wild card. ESPN's going to have a fucking blast go with their little stat lines going, well, if they win this game and they lose this game and there's a tiebreaker here and there's a tiebreaker there, then they'll make the playoffs and they'll make the playoffs. So that's going to be a fun one to watch.
The NFC East.
NFC East, yes.
Just in general?
Yes. And then, of course, I got to shout out my division, the Niners versus the
Seahawks. Oh, you guys have the... Just by the way, you guys have the worst fans.
I don't really go to games that, you know, that often. They're too expensive, so I can't really attest. I went when they were 5-11,
I'm just
so.
Saying Niners fans are kind of dickheads.
Well, then I... Apologies on behalf of the nation. But it's going to be...
I got really insulted by one the other night. And,
I heard about this.
It was somewhat upsetting. I was told, A, never to have children again.
Do you have a child?
Yes. Well, aborted. I was told never to have children again. And I was told I still live with my mother, and I will never have a girlfriend. From somebody who doesn't even know me, and I didn't say anything to attack them at all directly. So I don't know where that came from. Okay.
Well, I apologize on behalf of the whole Niners organization and fans.
Niners Nation.
And we strive to.
I'm just saying, one bad apple spoils the bunch, Robert.
I know.
Okay, so other predictions.
In our defense, though. All football fans are pretty bad.
Yeah, no, I know. I just like to ride you. Anyhow, because, I just like to give you crap because I live with you. Anyways,
Niners and Seahawks are gonna be a close one. We've both had some key injuries, so it's gonna be big. Percy Harvin from the Seahawks actually got hurt, so if you're drafting, don't draft Percy Harvin. Michael Crabtree from the Niners got hurt, our number one receiver. Don't draft him. So, you know, Kaepernick, the big guy that came up last year and lost the Super Bowl for us. he's going to be better, hopefully, this year. But, yeah. Super Bowl predictions. Do you want those now?
No. I always did this every year. Like, for the 3 years that, you know, I was doing my other show. Like, yeah. every August we would do Super Bowl predictions.
We're doing Super Bowl predictions. Because they're pointless and fun.
No. All right, so Super Bowl predictions on the road to the Super Bowl. Let's see here. I'm Arizona Cardinals.
Cardinals?
Yeah, and I'll tell you why. Because they are not making waves.
No, they're not.
They're not making waves, so that makes them very lethal. Because nobody knows what they're up to. Nobody knows their strategy. I know.
The quarterback just cut his career ended from a concussion.
Yes, I know. I'm well aware of this. So they're gonna have fresh boots on the ground.
They're gonna have a little chip on their shoulder.
Yeah, they're gonna have a chip on their shoulder. They're gonna have fresh boots on the ground on week one. So Arizona Cardinals, I would be shocked if they did not win the Super Bowl.
Wow.
If they did not win the Super Bowl this year, I would be completely shocked.
Bold prediction.
All right, now without going Niners, just because you're a Niners fan.
You know, I gotta be honest with you. I don't believe in the repeats and the returns. I really don't think. It doesn't happen.
Sure it does. The Patriots have been in the Super Bowl. I've been in the Super Bowl. It's gotta be like six times.
Fuck the Patriots. Okay.
In the last 10 years.
Fuck. I'm gonna go.
Although I'll tell you what, I don't know how lethal of quarterback Tom Brady's gonna be anymore.
He doesn't have the receivers.
Yeah, because he doesn't have anyone to throw to, and I understand that, like, that it makes the receivers' jobs easier for him because if you have Tom Brady just putting it in between your letters or in between your numbers,
putting it your nuts.
Yeah, no, putting it right in between your numbers, like every time he throws the ball. All right, so you're gonna have inflated stats, but. It's also a two-way street. I mean, he had excellent receivers. Like
he's had bad receivers in the past, though, and he just turns them into gold.
So, well, that's it's true. I'm just curious, though. I'm curious to see how he's going to be this year. He'll probably do fine, but I don't think it's going to be. I think it's going to be a lot more of, you know, the 9-7, 8-8 year for them. I don't think it's going to be a banner like.
I think they win at least 10 games.
I don't think they're going to win 10 games.
My little article here on Inside Sports Illustrated says that they're going to win 12, but I don't know if I believe it.
12?
I don't know. Well, they don't have a lot of competition. Look, they've got the Bills, that's the Dolphins, and the Jets.
That's a bold statement.
They have the Jets. They're facing Rex Ryan, who his biggest skill is he has a toe fetish. So there's that coach there. But my prediction.
Super Bowl prediction.
With
only the best analysis.
Best analysis in the business. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go with the Falcons.
Falcons, huh?
And I'll tell you why.
Atlanta.
Because their quarterback, Matt Ryan, is not exactly known for being a top-notch clutch football man. He hasn't won too many playoff games, but he's big time. And then they've got, like, three receivers. They've got a killer running back. And they've got a great coach. And they play in a dome, so they can't miss any field goals.
They
can't miss any field goals. Although, you know, the Super Bowl this year in general, it's going to be a toss-up because they're playing in fucking New York in the middle of winter.
Which state?
The Meadowlands. For where the Giants and the Jets play. So, whoever the fuck decided to play a Super Bowl in the snow, they just really wanted to play that one out.
Getting more local, I never understood why there was such a struggle here to get a new stadium, because if we had a new stadium, we would win the Super Bowl.
We were just talking about that.
We would
yesterday.
Win the Super Bowl every year.
Every year.
And the every Super year. Bowl, it seriously is just a cash cow for wherever they're having it.
You know why? It's because there's just like fundamental like lack of like long-term sight that San Diegans have. Like, everyone's opposed to having a new airport. Your airport needs to get bigger. Like, I don't care what people say.
It's that mentality of we're
San Diego. Yeah. We're the finest city in America. We don't have to change anything.
It's a mentality of we're a beach city.
Yeah. We have sand.
Yeah, we're a beach city. We're just
no, you need a fucking bigger airport and you need a new stadium.
We're kind of a small local beach city.
And it's a good thing he left because he'd probably just break us.
Small local beach. We're just don't tell anybody. It's a big secret that we're here. Don't let them know.
No, it was a big feat like a few years ago that they could have a direct flight from San Diego to London. Dear God, you want to call yourself an international city and you can't have a direct flight to London?
We used to only fly to Mexico.
Yeah, what the fuck is that?
We used to have to always fly to
San Diego International.
Used to have to always fly from San Diego to Los Angeles if you wanted to go to international. Sans Mexico, you can fly to Mexico. It still makes you international because it is. Because
you're flying international.
It's international. But, yeah, anyhow, interesting.
Could you even get to Hawaii? Like,
yeah, yeah, that wasn't international.
I'm just saying, it's like, you know.
I'm just saying, I'm always surprised that there's always such pushback on the new stadium thing here. Just because it's proven time and again that the Super Bowl is just a cash cow for local economy.
Well, and the NFL, they, you know, because other. You know, obviously NFL, they have the neutral site, but like a lot of, like for instance, like the MLB has an All-Star game, they choose a place for the All-Star game every year. The NFL has it the same place in Hawaii, but the MLB, they've been just touring all the new stadiums, and a lot of the stadiums are new now. The NFL, they're going between five stadiums. It's Indianapolis.
Right. Lucas Oil.
Lucas stadium. Oil, Miami, uh-huh. Because they've got a nice stadium down there, or it's sunny and everything.
Yeah.
The New Orleans, although after the blackout last year, I'm not sure they're going to go back.
In the Superdome?
In the Dome, because it's classic and Hurricane Katrina happened there, so everyone knows it now.
Right, yeah. Isn't that funny? Like,
no
nobody
one
knew
cared
it,
about
no,
the Superdome before
nobody,
Hurricane
Well,
Katrina.
Just nobody knew about it before, and then Hurricane Katrina happened, and then, like, now it's some, like...
Icon
it's some,
of America.
Yeah, some it's relic icon, right. Like, we'll never get rid of the Superdome. You know, like, all of a sudden it turned into, like, freaking Fenway Park.
Yeah.
Like, a Fenway Park of the NFL. Yeah. Like, it's a Superdome. Yeah. How can we get rid of this Superdome?
We put the hole. We patched the hole.
Yeah. it's so much happened there. Yeah. Like,
but that, and then now New York, because they just got a new stadium.
Right.
So, I mean, even New England doesn't get it because it's fucking snowy up there in December. It's proven. It's cold. Yeah. But, so they're putting up New York. So they're not going to come out to the West Coast just because it has nice weather.
Right. They want a new stadium. But the thing
and
is...
And the Niners are going to get in the Super Bowl in 2015, I think, because of the new stadium they're getting.
The obnoxious thing, though, is... I always forget the guy's name. Who is the NFL...
Roger Goodell.
Yes, Roger
the
Goodell.
Commissioner.
The commissioner. Roger Goodell.
The commish.
I mean, they, whatever the committee is, I can't remember. Yeah, whatever the
Players Union Rules Committee douchebags that give everyone concussions.
They would put up $200 million towards a new stadium in San Diego. Like, it's been said before, and all the deals that have been tried to be cut here before, Roger Goodell is like, yes, we will put money towards a new stadium in San Diego. You know, and many times it's been right around $200 million. And still, there's just pushback and pushback pushback.
The issue, the issue there being, how much money does San Diego put up? That, I think that's really the contention.
Well, it depends.
Because there's a lot of conservative people here, too.
It depends on how much the stadium's gonna cost. And, you know, these things always, yes, they always end up costing more than
these days it's like a billion.
Than you originally think they're going to. But the problem is, it's like, so you have to invest, right. You know, and there's a return on investment depending on how much you invest. And these things are proven to work. We put in Petco Park downtown, and it completely rejuvenated the east side of downtown.
Right.
That place was literally just shady people. Sailors would come there, and it was just like, it was slum. It was scummy. It was disgusting. And putting Petco Park down there, now there's a bunch of nice apartments. Yep. People have moved in. There's nice restaurants. It completely rejuvenated the east side of downtown.
We can't afford to eat there anymore.
Right. No, literally. It rejuvenated the gas lamp, which was kind of getting that bad rap, too, of, like, it's right. scummy and it's a gas lamp
now
and don't hang
classy.
Out there. Yeah, no, it's really classy, all because of Petco Park. Like, you show, like, 2002 came and Petco Park, literally within a year, that place was turned around 180 right. degrees. So I don't understand all the pushback. Anyways, all right. Any other more quick updates? And then we do need to get on to reviewing the Daily Grind. Yes. And then that'll put us just about there.
Basically.
But our quick updates.
I mean, you know, season starts on Thursday. I don't know who the fuck's opening it.
Thursday night game.
Is it on NFL Network?
I don't know. You have it on your thing.
I'll look it up. Hold on. NFL season opener. Google is an amazing thing.
Yeah, if you would just not type so heavily.
Shut up.
Like,
shut your mouth. I hope it's not on the NFL. I hope we can watch it.
Ravens at Broncos.
Ravens at Broncos. Oh, it's on NBC. That's my favorite broadcast.
On NBC.
With Chris Collins.
Yeah, so Ravens at Broncos. I think
Thursday at
both of us lose man cards for not knowing that off the top of our heads.
That's gonna be a great
Which,
game.
By the way,
that's gonna be a great.
I say
game.
We lose at least one testicle each. For
we'll
for
go have
that.
We'll go have that procedure after the show. But yeah, at 5:30 on NBC. Are you ready for some football?
Boom boom boom. All right.
It's a Thursday night party.
Okay, so that's sports. Good little.
We got the Cardinals and the Falcons winning the Super Bowl.
So
we'll update you on that one halfway through.
So,
but on all right. breakfast review.
Let's dig into a little reviewing of breakfast places, because that's originally why we started this.
We are called Bottomless
Mimosas.
Yes,
Bottomless Mimosas, enjoying Bottomless Mimosas, which they are quite delicious. The Daily Grind is the local college area eatery.
Little hole in the wall.
It's a hole in the wall breakfast eatery right around the college area that everybody goes to because it's kind of it's the morning, like, breakfast place just because they have good, like, comfort food.
Good
they have
breakfast.
Good, yeah, they have, right, yeah, obviously they have good breakfast, but they have good comfort food.
Well, we talked last time about the Parkhouse Eatery and how breakfast has become so, like, pretentious and hippie and, like, yuppie now.
Yeah, it has it has become a little yuppie,
which is
yes.
great sometimes, but, you know, I don't know about you, but I can't afford $25 every time I'm hungover. So this is what the Daily Grind's all about, because the waitresses there, they're all hungover. And everything is like,
yeah,
you know.
We had, when we went there, we had a girl who, it was her 21st birthday
the night before. And she came into work!
Yeah, and she came into work. Didn't she tell us she was like, I'm gonna be an hour late?
It was incredible!
But she came in anyways, and she was chipper and in good spirits, which was pretty funny.
You know, this is the kind of place where they're mom and pop. They, you know, nothing's really more than $10, you know. And they give you a lot of food. They have omelets, benedicts, you name it, they have it, sandwiches. And the only thing is that they take, you know, you can sit outside on the patio. It's beautiful usually on a Sunday morning or whatever. But you know, it takes like an hour to get your food.
Yeah, it is. It's
kind of work.
It's a bit of a wait, but that's just because.
But that's kind of the charm.
It's a mom and pop place, yeah. And so they have, they probably have one chef back there,
right.
And a couple. I don't want to say like sous chefs because right. It's not really a fancy restaurant. They got one chef back there cooking, and then
someone
maybe
making
like,
the bacon.
Maybe a
constantly.
Couple of like line, like maybe like one other line cook
yeah.
or something, right? Okay, and then it's run by like I think it's a married couple.
The grumpy old
yeah,
lady?
Yeah, the grumpy old woman, and then her, like, you know, her husband with, like, a Swahili accent,
yeah.
you know, whatever it is. And the Eggs Benedict there really is, because I've had a few of their different dishes, the Eggs Benedict there is really what's the top notch, at
I
least
like the
for
omelets.
Me.
I like the omelets.
I'm not huge on their omelets. I just love the Eggs Benedict
the
because they have they come with the country potatoes that are seasoned and delicious.
Everyone gets the potatoes, though.
Yeah, and then
so,
they have...
Don't worry.
Yeah, right, if you're going to go there, you have to get the potatoes because that's...
It's really good.
Because potatoes are... They got the chivey and, like, spicy.
But they're not
a little
too
bit.
Crispy.
Right. No, they're just perfect. They're just perfect at this little place.
We're losing a man card also by describing potatoes.
No, they're just perfect. No, but potatoes are fucking... They're an important part of breakfast, okay?
No, they are.
An important part of a night... I mean, hell, when you go to Denny's and you get...
Ugh.
And you get the...
I can give you my one word review of Denny's shit.
I like me some Denny's. The 2-4-6
2-4-6-8
even menu is really my resting pulse.
I went there once for the Baconalia month, and their bacon was floppy, and that was my last straw. That was
floppy
it.
Bacon.
That was it. I was like, you cannot call yourself Baconalia and give me floppy.
And
bacon.
Give me floppy.
That. What the fuck?
Floppy
crispier
bacon.
Fucking bacon. That's all you do.
I don't have a problem really with any type of bacon. Kind of the
turkey,
way it,
turkey.
Kind of the way it comes is generally the way I like it. So the daily grind. I forget how we're rating our restaurants. What was it that we decided?
Oh, you. It was like. Some like shit restaurant.
On a scale of, I remember what it was. It was on a scale of I'd rather eat out the garbage
to French
the French
laundry,
which
in
is
Sonoma,
yeah
County.
In Sonoma, California,
up in the wine country.
from I'd rather eat out of the garbage to the French laundry.
We do have to have a disclaimer on the Daily Grind. It's the best spot for hangovers. No one's judging you. You can say whatever you want. But
no mimosas.
No mimosas. No mimosas. They have
but
orange
you can't
juice.
Bring a flask.
You can bring a flask. They wouldn't care a bit.
No, they wouldn't.
We might do a show from there one day.
On a scale of I'd rather get out of the garbage to French Laundry, where are we putting this?
I don't know. Where are you going to put it?
I have a new scale.
Uh-oh.
I want to propose a new scale.
Propose it.
How many minutes would you be willing to drive to eat there?
Oh, that's a good one, actually.
Because... I
it
think
takes five.
Because I think that's a good metric of how good the place is. Because the French Laundry is how many hours from here, right? No. Just
hours.
As an example. So it's 10 hours from here. But at a certain point in your life, you would be like, let's go to Napa Valley, and let's go eat at the French Laundry, because
right.
it's world-renowned.
Right.
So that would be 10 hours that you would be willing to drive to go eat there, okay?
Right.
Like, if you just want a quick nosh, you're not going to drive that far because you're like, it's not that good. I just, you know, I'm trying to refuel.
Mm-hmm.
So how far would we be willing to drive to go to the Daily Grind? That's got to be the new metric for
like
how
it.
Good a restaurant is.
I like it. And there's no upper ceiling to this.
And remember, and when I phrase this to you, just so that we can get kind of a reasonable amount of time, 20 minutes in the car is going to take you on the freeway probably 25 miles, which is a very
right.
decent distance. So 20 minutes is a long time. All right, so if you're going to drive an hour, that's going to be a really good restaurant. So how far would you be willing to drive for the Daily Grind?
I'm putting it at 10 minutes.
I would say 12.
Okay,
I would drive 12 minutes.
And it's nothing.
Of freeway driving.
Yeah. And it's...
a freeway...
Okay, Mr. Fucking...
Yeah.
12 minutes at 75 miles an hour.
12 minutes of freeway driving to get to the Daily Grind because, I mean, it's really good.
It's good.
Mom and pop
well,
place.
It's good, but the reason I only put it at 10 is because it is a mom and pop place, so you don't really like it's the place that's in the neighborhood, you know? The food is great and everything, but
it's
got to have that feel. Because
somewhere more local.
It's not destination, really. It's a local thing.
Right.
So
fair enough.
Yeah.
That being said, I'll drop it. Yeah. I'm going to drop to like
a revision
nine.
There.
I'm going to drop to like 9.5 minutes.
That's because that's the charm.
9.5 minutes of surface street driving with mainly green lights.
Right.
Is how long and
no
how
stop,
far.
No stop signs.
No stop signs. Surface street driving, mainly green lights.
And has a parking lot.
The occasional red light is how far I would be willing to drive to go to the Daily Grind.
No, it's good, though.
All right.
Good stuff.
I believe that is just about going to wrap it up for episode 2.
We're going to go to the Daily Grind now?
Yeah, we're going to do it the Daily Grind. Next week, what are we going to have next week? Next week, we need to visit the place that we originally promised, but we didn't end up getting to. Because there was a lot of things. There was a lot of things going on. It was, what was the name of the place?
It was,
it was something.
It's on 71st and Oklahoma.
Yeah. What was the name of the restaurant? Come on, remember it already. Don't type the lab.
Reminds me of my
sister. Right. You don't remember? Wasn't it some? It had some like Indian name, I thought. You don't remember? Was it on Yelp? All right. Well, whatever it was.
Tara's American Bistro.
Tara. That was what it was called. Okay. Tara's American Bistro.
I don't know
Bistro.
Why that just like.
Yeah.
Came
so next week for sure. I think you probably get it. What, like Saturday? Maybe Friday morning. Before work.
Friday morning.
Well. Whatever, we'll hit it next week before our next episode, and
hopefully they're open.
And Tara's American Bistro next week, on 71st and El Cajon Boulevard.
So that's a ton.
On bottom of mimosas. And they do have mimosas, so we'll have a review of mimosas. And next week we'll get a little more sports. We'll dive into a few other things. Netflix pick of the week. Come back and join us next week. On bottles and mugs. That's it. Cheers.
Like
us on Facebook. Cheers. Keep rocking the free world. See you next week.